Some people think that when personal fame and fortune are being threatened, the threat must be stopped at any cost. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, Saul believes a big conspiracy is taking place against him. And so he calls forth all the prophets and brings Ahimelech front and center and says, "Why are you joining with the son of Jesse to conspire against me? You gave him food, you gave him a sword, you inquired of God for him, so that he has risen against me to lie in wait as at this day." Saul is angry at Ahimelech for doing what prophets and priests do. Ahimelech was fulfilling his function as a priest, and Saul is furious at him for doing so. Ahimelech declares not only his own innocence and the innocence of all the priests of Nob, but also of David. And to him and the sacred order of the priest, Saul declares, "You shall surely die." There was no hesitation with Saul. He didn't get the answer that he wanted. He believed his own personal fortune and fame and legacy was being threatened, and the threat must be stopped at all cost. So kill the priest whom he thought had allowed this to happen. And when Saul called on his servants to execute these men, they refused. And so he cast his gaze on one whom he knew would do it, Doeg. And here's what we find very interesting. The slaughter that takes place is described using the exact same language as to what Saul was supposed to do to the Amalekites back in 1 Samuel 15, but he refused to do. Saul, unwilling to follow and trust the Lord's word to protect and further God's kingdom, willfully, joyfully follows his own word to protect his own rule. The story finishes out with a glimmer of hope. One priest escapes, Abiathar, one of the sons of Ahimelech, and he races to David and tells David what has happened. David owns his own responsibility in what has transpired, and then he tells Abiathar, "Stay with me. With me you shall be in safe keeping." But here's the big question for us. Are you one who wants to protect your own kingdom and rule at any cost? Be careful. When you're not walking with the Lord day by day, you might be surprised at the lengths you will go to squash threats to your personal agenda. As you pray today, please remember Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Karanji Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.